In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 7. Du bist seltsam. You're strange. In the last lesson, Dr. Thurmann showed a lot of interest in Andreas. He asked him what he was doing at the hotel and all sorts of other questions. Andreas told him he was studying journalism and that he had to do research and write reports and articles. Listen to the first part of their conversation again.
Sagen Sie mal, was machen Sie?
Studieren.
Was studieren Sie?
Journalistik.
Und was machen Sie da?
Recherchieren, Reportagen schreiben.
Interessant. Sehr interessant.
As you heard, Dr. Thurmann is interested in what Andreas does. He ended the conversation by saying he supposed Andreas needed to work to earn some money.
Sie brauchen doch das Geld, oder?
On his way back to the reception desk at the Hotel Europa, Andreas goes over the conversation in his mind. X is there, waiting for him. Listen now to the conversation between Andreas and X to find out what X studies. Listen out for the word Mensch, a person or human being, and Menschen, people or human beings.
Was machst du hier?
Ich studiere.
Wie bitte? Studieren?
Ja, ich studiere.
Was studierst du?
Menschen.
Aha, du studierst Menschen.
Ja, ich mache Studien. Ich studiere Menschen.
Ach, du bist seltsam.
Menschen sind auch seltsam.
X is an elf. And so she spends her time studying people, that is, humans. Andreas tells Dr. Thurmann that he's studying, and X tells Andreas that she is doing the same thing.
Ich studiere!
Andreas is surprised to hear this. He asks again to make sure he's understood correctly. I beg your pardon. Studying?
Wie bitte? Studieren?
X says yes. But she and Andreas are studying different subjects. Andreas is studying journalism at a university. X, meanwhile, says she is studying people. Listen again.
Ja, ich mache Studien. Ich studiere Menschen.
This makes Andreas pause to think, because he's interested in people too. That's why he writes articles. After a brief pause, Andreas tells X that she's strange, seltsam. Listen to X's reply. What does she say?
Ach, du bist seltsam.
Menschen sind auch seltsam.
X says she thinks people are strange as well. Auch. Andreas finds this an interesting idea. He hasn't got much work to do at the moment, so he puts on his favourite cassette, quietly of course, and reflects on the human condition. In a philosophic vein, he begins by asking himself questions. What are human beings like? His question in German begins with the word wie. X has already reached her conclusion. Listen to their conversation. What does X say about human beings?
Menschen. Der Mensch. Wie ist der Mensch?
Unhöflich, müde, interessant und seltsam.
Wie bitte? Was?
Der Mensch ist unhöflich, müde,
That's how X views human beings. And she finishes by saying, they are inquisitive, neugierig. Once again, Andreas asks, what are human beings like?
Wie ist der Mensch?
X lists all their possible qualities, from impolite to strange.
Unhöflich, müde, interessant und seltsam.
Andreas is lost in his own thoughts. So when he hears X's voice, he jumps. I beg your pardon, he says. What?
Wie bitte? Was?
X finishes by saying human beings are inquisitive, neugierig.
Der Mensch ist unhöflich, müde, sehr interessant, seltsam und neugierig.
And that's certainly one quality that X has. Now we'll explain some of the structures, the verb forms you've heard, after the melody. We'll begin with the verb endings. Verbs in German are inflected. The en ending of the infinitive is replaced by other endings, depending on the person in which the verb is used. These endings are added to the stem of the verb. To form the stem, you remove the en ending from the infinitive. As you know, Andreas and Dr. Thurmann address each other in the polite Z form. In the Z form, the verb ending is en, exactly like the infinitive form.
Was machen Sie hier? Was studieren Sie?
Andreas and X, however, address each other in the familiar do form. The verb ending in the do form is st.
Was machst du hier? Was studierst du?
When X replies to these questions, she uses the first person, the ich form. The verb in the ich form ends in e.
Ich studiere. Ich studiere Menschen. Ich mache Studien.
Today you've learned three different verb forms. The first person singular, ich, followed by a verb which ends in e.
Ich studiere Menschen.
The second person singular, du, followed by a verb which ends in st. This is the familiar form.
Was studierst du? Was machst du?
The second person singular, sie, followed by a verb which ends in en. This is the polite form of address.
Was studieren Sie? Was machen Sie?
And you've also heard another verb form.
Menschen sind auch seltsam.
The third person plural of the verb sein, the verb to be, is sind. Listen from the beginning to the conversation between Andreas and X. And while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Thank you.
machst du hier?
Ich studiere.
Wie bitte? Studieren?
Ja, ich studiere.
Was studierst du?
Menschen.
Aha, du studierst Menschen.
Ja, ich mache Studien. Ich studiere Menschen.
Ach, du bist seltsam.
Menschen sind auch seltsam.
Andreas becomes lost in his thoughts and reflects on the human condition.
Menschen. Der Mensch. Wie ist der Mensch?
Unhöflich, müde, interessant und seltsam.
Wie bitte? Was?
Der Mensch ist unhöflich, müde, sehr interessant, seltsam und neugierig.
And there we leave the two of them to their thoughts. Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.